This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to your Friday. It's getting there. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show as well. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Our guest now, Nicole Murray. There we go. This morning with Gordon Deal, you could have checked out this morning. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Does this count as overtime for you when you do these radio appearances after the show, or is this just part of the job?
No, that's like separate side hustle stuff that I do. So yeah.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Make sure you're taken care of. That's what we
Ryan, you weren't told that you had to personally pay Nicole for her appearance today? Yeah, that's on you.
Nicole, I don't know what the going rate is, but will a thank you suffice?
I also heard someone told me that freshly made breakfast being sent to my desk is part of the deal.
Oh shoot, I forgot to tell him about that. Yeah.
What's perfect breakfast then for Nicole Murray?
Probably like an omelet with cheese, peppers, spinach. That way you get your protein, maybe like a bite of bacon, crispy. And then a nice mimosa would be lovely.
Well, technically the show's over, I guess. But yeah.
You know what I don't like are those fancy restaurants that it seems the menu, it just doesn't sound that great because it seems as though they're trying so hard to be Instagram worthy. And they make these fancy meals. I'm like, I just want an omelet. I just want pancakes or waffles or something. You know, I don't need the fancy schmancy stuff.
I think there's Ryan had Cheerios today, so.
Yeah, you listen to me down the line, eat that. But you know what I make for my son every day? He loves Spam, so I cook that.
Oh, really?
Wow.
It's so good.
Put it on the skillet?
Like it too. Well, we use the air fryer now. We're more advanced.
Oh, you air fry your Spam. I've never even had Spam. What does it even taste like?
Nasty.
You know, it just tastes salty and meaty salty.
Ew, that sounds terrible.
I love it, too. You can put it on. You can make a bagel sandwich with an egg, cheese, and Spam in between a bagel. That's always good. Or you just eat it with some eggs and toast and hash browns or something. Yeah.
No way.
All right, well... Nicole Murray, hold on a second.
Gross.
This is coming from the story you did where they're making breast milk ice cream and ketchup flavored smoothies. So you're now calling Spam gross.
I'm just here to deliver the news and give people the facts. I am not the one who created those things.
True. Back
so
up Nicole
what
on that.
Is in the news?
All right, so futures are slightly higher. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 224, the NASDAQ up 73, the S&P 500 down 5. Schnucks has announced plans to build a new, larger grocery store in an upcoming Creve Coeur complex. The new 68,000-square-foot market will replace the current Schnucks store nearby at 10650 Olive Boulevard. A new version of ChatGPT has arrived at that OpenAI CEO Sam Altman promises will have PhD-level smarts. OpenAI announced the release of ChatGPT-5, which it calls its fastest, smartest, and most useful model yet. A basic version of the new model is available for free, with paid options for higher usage also available. Drug maker Eli Lilly says its oral daily GLP-1 pill may offer similar weight loss results as weekly GLP-1 shots. Eli Lilly said the company's new orforglipron pill can offer up to an average of just over 27 pounds of weight loss, according to results from the first two of its phase 3 trials. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage has fallen to its lowest level in 4 months. Freddie Mac reports the long-term rate fell to 6.63% from 6.72% last week. The Federal Trade Commission says Americans age 60 and older are reporting being victims of imposter scams in increasing numbers. Data says that in 2024, the FTC received more than 8,200 reports from adults age 60 and older claiming to have lost at least $10,000. That figure is up 362% from 2020. And finally, some parents are steering away from gentle parenting for a new style called FAFO, which basically stands for mess around and find out. This method focuses on letting kids face the consequences of their actions. For example, if a child refuses to wear a coat, they'll walk home cold.
Wow, actually facing consequences for what you do? This is a new concept for a lot of people.
Very true. Very true. I have friends who actually do this, though, and I have to say it works.
Yeah, they do the, what would you call it? And it's normally F-A-F-O, but you're saying it's M-A-F-O?
We can't
mess around.
Say
around.
We can't say what F-A-F-O really stands for, but, you know, you get what I'm saying. You pick up what I'm putting down.
It's kids. Yeah, you have to change the terminology for kids.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But I find that kids I think their ability to complain also increases in moments like that. So do they ever get to the point where they stop complaining if you make them responsible for their actions?
I mean, I've seen this in action, though. It's maybe they don't understand the idea of being taking responsibility, but when they want to argue and argue and argue, this kind of just lets the parent end the argument right then and there. Fine, you don't want to wear your coat, fine.
Kids like boundary. They really do. They like structure, they like boundaries, and I feel like parents think that they're being hateful toward their kids if they set those boundaries, but that actually is what the kid desires deep down. And I don't know, statistic after statistic points to gentle parenting not working. And it's hard as a parent because all these things I said I would do, now having a son, I'm like, that's so hard. But that's actually for their own good. You're doing it out of love. And as long as you go about it with that in mind, you're not just doing it out of strict anger, then I think that's the best route. You can't, when my toddler throws a tantrum and is just chucking his toys or hitting, I can't sit here and say, now, Easton, we don't hit. And he's not going to say, okay, I'll no longer hit. It doesn't work like that. Right. He has to face a consequence. And after enough of those, he learns that's not what we do.
They'll thank you for it later.
Exactly.
Yeah, I take the, you know, when I was a kid, I had to walk uphill both ways to school, and my parents bought me Kmart shoes, which was basically Wonder Bread bags that tie off at the stop.
Do you have Kleenex boxes around, and those were your tennis shoes?
Exactly. But this, they complain about everything. Like, so we went to the outlet mall to get some before school shopping stuff, and their water bottles were empty. And I'm like, when I was a kid, we never drank water ever once. When I was an entire kid, we never complained about water not being available. We just didn't drink it. And you can't go an hour without a sip of water. You got to be kidding me, kids. So I go with the you don't know how good you have it approach, and it's not working.
When you're older, you get that, but not when you're younger.
I know. Well, Nicole Murray, thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
we appreciate
guys.
The time. Just so you know, Kim, if you want to go online to Amazon, we buy the Spam in the 12 packs, low sodium. Because I mean,
oh yeah, gotta go low sodium.
Yeah, and the 12 pack of Spam you can get for $35, $36 on Amazon.
Apparently, people really like it. By the way,
people I really do.
So are backing you up on social media this morning, which I'm shocked at all of you who like Spam, Spam and beans, Spam eggs and tots. Gross.
Spam, spam, spam. You cut the spam, you slice it, because it comes in like a block.
Ew, you're not making this sound any better, Ryan.
So, do you know how on Thanksgiving you get the cranberry sauce
in
the can, you open it up, and it makes the noise, it goes...
Oh yeah, plop. I'm picturing it.
That's how the spam comes out of the can, like that. Plop. And it's got this little gel on the side, you kind of scrape it off. For preservative.
Ew.
And then you slice it. You slice it in, you know, somewhat thin slices. And then you could either fry it up on a pan, put it in the air fryer, which fancy people like us do, air fryer people. And then you do 11 minutes at 375 degrees or something like that. You flip it halfway through. And then you come out, it's nice. For my daughter, who eats it once in a while, I slice it into what looks like French fries. And so she eats it like that, like spam fries. My son, I just give it sliced straight with the eggs in toast. I'll eat it with eggs, toast, and hash browns. It's the perfect breakfast.
The only thing I will agree with is what Bindi's saying, which is that spam's good to keep in your emergency food supply because it has a long shelf life. I will agree with that. But for any other circumstance, ugh. The way you're describing it is just making me not want it even more. There's a gel, and it comes out... Whoosh, in a can, like in a roll, and you have to cut it up and up. This is gross.
If it was prepared for you, would you try it?
Yeah, I would try it, but there's definitely no way I'm going to be eating that as a staple.
Okay, would you be afraid you actually like it? Like, oh no, oh please don't like this, because now you don't want to be a spam person.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but...
Look at Mark, developed to feed our troops.
It's so processed. Ugh, I mean...
was designed to feed our World War II troops. If it's good enough for the greatest generation of all time, it's good
enough for
me. It's good
enough for Ryan Recker.
It is. All right, we have another news coming up after the break. Man, I could go for some spam right now. I may text my wife and say, hey, could you throw some spam in the air fryer for me so I can eat some between the break? Oh, does that sound good? You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.